was buried beneath my shame. Who could carry that kind of weight? It was my tomb till I met you. I was breathing but not alive. All my failures I tried to hide. It was my tomb till I met you. You called my name and I ran out of that grave, out of the darkness into your glorious day. You called my name and I ran out of that grave, out of the darkness into your glorious day. Now your mercy has saved my soul. Now your freedom is all that I know. The old made new, Jesus, when I met you, when you called my name, out of the darkness into your glorious day. You called my name and I ran out of that grave, out of the darkness into your glorious day. I needed rescue, my sin was heavy, but chains break at the weight of your glory. I needed shelter, I was an orphan, now you call me a citizen of heaven. When I was broken, you were my healing, now your love is the only I have a future, my eyes are open, 'cause when you called my name, I ran out of that grave, out of the darkness, into your glorious day. You called my name, and I ran out of that grave, out of the darkness into your glorious day.
Good morning, GBF. It's good to see all of you here this morning. We have a special service for you today. I'm excited for you guys to be part of. I want to welcome each of you to Grace Bible Fellowship. There's a place in the bulletin, if you're a guest with us, you can fill out. It says, "Welcome to Grace Bible Fellowship." You can fill that out, tear it off, and put it in the little wood offering box by the double doors that you came through this morning, and that lets us know who was here. Hey, will you do me a favor? You already did. Good job. When your bride comes up here, hand that to her, please, sir. Anyway, we're glad you're with us. We have a special acknowledgement that we want to recognize this morning. So Alyssa, you come up here, please, ma'am.
No pressure. All righty. Is it working?
There. Oh, there I am.
There you go.
All right. If you have not met me yet, it's because I spend all my time with the littles. My name is Alyssa. I am married to Matt. Today we are recognizing Miss Alondra, so you can come on up. She's been working with us for almost 3 years now. I think it would have been 3 years in the fall. but she's been a big part of our children's ministry every Wednesday Amen. And Sunday morning and Sunday evenings. And she has been pretty steady force for the kids. She is the favorite for a lot of those kids back there. But she graduated from HICO. Let's see, she's moving to College Station. There we go. College Station.
There we go.
I should have known that was coming. Should have known. She's going to major in agribusiness, and I guess she's moving on the 17th, so she has a couple more weeks left here in town, and we just wanted to say thank you so much for being here for the last almost 3 years and just loving the kids, and it's just going to leave a hole in our ministry, and we love you, and we appreciate you, and I told Chris I would stand up here and cry, and it's happened, but... you're doing everything right. You're supposed to grow up and go to college and do all those good things. So we're proud of you, and we love you, and thank you.
Where's Mom and Dad at? I know they're here. Two of my favorite people in HICO. There you go. You have two sisters or one? Okay, her sister worked here too, correct? Yeah. And so we've really been blessed having her and her sister work here at our church. And I just want to say a prayer for you real quick, okay? Especially since you're going to A&M. I'm sorry. I'm joking. All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this precious young lady. And wow, what a great family, great girls. And we have been blessed beyond measure with her and her sister being here and helping taking care of the precious children we have in this church. We pray, Lord, that you would bless her. We know you have a perfect plan for her life, and we pray that you would just unfold that for her as she gets off to this next step in her journey, and that you would just bless her beyond her wildest dreams. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, you can go sit down now. All right, let's take a few minutes and get focused on why we're here. Amen? We're here for His glory. We're here to worship the Lord. We're not here for us. Amen? We're here for Him. The best thing you can do for yourself is not be here for you. Amen? But be here for Him and His glory. So you join me in prayer this morning. Heavenly Father, we come to you today and we thank you, Lord, again, for just Alondra and her sister and the other ladies that have worked in that wing now for 14-plus years. And we thank you for Alyssa and her leadership over there. And, Lord, today as we continue in this service, we want to turn our minds and our hearts to loving you. And we ask not even that you be a blessing to us, but that we would be a blessing to you this morning as we worship you, as we hear testimonies, as we hear from your word. Lord, we pray this service would honor you, that it would further your kingdom, and it would bring glory to your name. And so take whatever we've got going on. Maybe it's just a lot of busyness. Maybe it's a lot of good things, a lot of bad things, hurtful things, whatever it is, Lord. We want to take all of that stuff and just lay it at your feet, and for the next hour, just let you be God. Let you be God over everything that's going on in our world, little world here, and in our nation, and so on and so forth. And let's just make this service about honoring you and loving you and blessing you. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name, sing like never before, oh my soul, I'll worship Your holy name.
sun comes up, it's a new day dawn. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul, worship His holy name. And reasons for my heart to find. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul, I'll worship Your holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul, I'll worship Your holy name. Strength is fair, the end draws near, and my time has come. Still my soul will sing Your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore. Bless the Lord, O my soul, soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul, I'll worship Your holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul, I worship Your holy name. I worship Your holy name. Lord, I worship Your holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul, I worship Your holy name. I worship Your holy name. Lord, I worship Your holy name.
This next song you guys have heard before. We've done it plenty of times here. But I intentionally put this one in the playlist because the video that you're going to watch of Mexico, the song is in Spanish. So I'm not going to ask you guys to sing it in Spanish. We're not doing that today.
But I wanted to make sure you guys know what the words to the song are and have it fresh on your mind as we watch the video here in a little bit. Because one thing about this trip that we just came home from, you get to experience the goodness of God. The people that we built homes for were so grateful for something that by the standards around us here, it's not much. And they were floored. They were so grateful. So we're going to sing about the goodness of God, and then you're going to hear it in Spanish when you watch that video later.
I love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful, and all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. And I have lived in the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. When my life laid down, I'm surrendered now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. When my life laid down, I'm surrendered now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Cause all my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. Cause all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. Yes, I will sing of the goodness of God.
We got to meet at the local church of the pastor who works with the families that we built for. And she read from Psalm 103 and then Luke 17, I believe. It's the story of the 10 lepers that Jesus heals, and only one of them returns to show gratitude. So we're going to sing gratitude, because what better lesson after spending time in Mexico and getting that perspective? It's so easy to get busy building our own kingdom and forget to have gratitude for what God has already given us.
All my words fall short. I've got nothing new. How could I express all my gratitude? I could sing these songs as I often do, but every song must end, and you never do. So I throw up my hands and praise you again and again. 'Cause all that I have is a hallelujah, hallelujah. And I know it's not much, but I've nothing else fit for a king except for a heart singing just one room with my arms spread to wide. I will worship you. So I throw up my hands and praise you again and again. All that I have is a singing hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, my soul, oh, don't you get shy on me, lift up your song. You got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. Come on, my soul. Oh, don't you get shy on me. Lift up your song. You got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. Come on, my soul. Oh, don't you get shy on me. Lift up your song. You got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. So I throw up my hands and praise you again and again. It's all that I have is a hallelujah, hallelujah. And I know it's not much, but I'm nothing else fit for a king except for a heart singing hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, not just for this church and what you're doing here, but what you're doing everywhere. We thank you for those moments where you show us where you're working so that we receive the blessing of joining you. And Father, I pray that it doesn't take a mission trip to get us there, but that we would have our eyes open here, that we would show gratitude, that we would approach you with gratitude in response to what you have provided already. There are several here that are dealing with hardships, Father, and you know that. You know every detail. You are in control of it all, and you have a purpose, even if we can't see it. But even in hardship, we have so many blessings. We don't have time for it all, Father. So help us to walk in that gratitude. Father, let the testimonies today encourage us and drive us to seek out those opportunities around us here, not just elsewhere. We thank you for everything you're doing and just for who you are. In Jesus' name, amen.
And thank you, Matt. Every now and then someone will come up to me and say, "Hey, Chris, I'm reading about God doing miracles overseas, but I don't see it here. I'm coming to live in my world. Spend a week with me." You have to be willing to put yourself in God's path if you want to experience Him working in your life. Get involved in what He's doing. Quit sitting around. Get in His Word. Get involved in what He's doing. You're going to hear from some guys today that this last week put themselves in God's path. Put themselves in God's path where we see God doing ministry and we see God working in the lives of people. But I'm telling you, all you got to do is come hang out with me for a week and do what I do. And go where I go. And you'll be blown away at what God's doing in people's lives. Looking back over the last 14 years as a church, we've met in the community center. We've met in the elementary school, at the Heiko Park. We've met at Fuller Farm, James Fuller's place. For those of you that don't know him, we've met in living rooms, we've met on ranches, and we've met in this current location. We've baptized people in horse troughs, bathtubs, pools, lakes, and oceans. We've studied God's Word both together and individually, and we have seen many, many people come to faith in Christ Jesus. Follow Him in baptism and become part of His eternal family. We've built churches in Heiko and in Haiti. We've renovated an orphanage in Africa and a church in Oklahoma. We built houses for the homeless in Mexico, which you're going to hear about in a few minutes. We've built a basketball court for a church and a school in Belize. We've built and renovated cabins in Alaska, assisted brand new church starts in Texas, Missouri, and Tennessee, and we've shared the gospel in all of these places and many more. We've worked disaster relief in Haiti, Nepal, Louisiana, Missouri, Alaska, and Texas. We've adopted children from all over the world through Compassion International, Samaritan's Purse, and Hope International Orphanage in Africa. Andrea and I have six that we support them and their families every month. And we also support local organizations like Helping Hands of Heiko, Choices Pregnancy Center, Hamilton United Care that gives food to people, the Heiko Community Kids Christmas Fund, and Adult Teen Challenge that helps people with addictions. And we continue. We continue every week to disciple children, teenagers, and adults right here in this community through Vacation Bible school, mission trips, good news clubs, journey groups, fellowship of Christian students, camps, wake-up weekend, and weekly worship services and Bible studies. And one of the reasons that I'm struggling to hold it together this morning is because what I've seen God do just this last week, how I've seen God radically change, and I wasn't even with these guys, I was right here, and how I've experienced God at work and watched him radically change people's lives right here in this area. And you can be part of all that. But you got to be willing to put yourself in God's path. You have to be willing to be in his word and watch where he's working and say, God, show me where you're working because I want to join you. I want to be part of building your kingdom. I'm tired of just doing the normal 8 to 5. I want to do something different, and I want to do something that matters forever. Our Mexico mission team arrived home last night from building 2 new homes for the homeless this last week. And so we're going to show a video, and then Adam, if you would, after the video, if you'll come up and just explain to us what you guys did in Juarez, please, sir.
Tu amor no. the huge blessing of getting to go and kind of lead these guys. There wasn't any leading to it. It was just a bunch of great guys just getting to join the Lord where he's working. But so we got to take part in building a home for a family. But I'm going to tell you a little bit, just a kind of an overview of missions ministries, and then we'll have some of the guys come up and give their testimonies, because there's so much more. Yeah, we got to take part in building a home for a family, but there's so much more to missions ministries. So missions ministries was founded in 1992 when a man answered the call of the Holy Spirit, loaded up his truck with supplies and headed to Juarez to build a home for a family in need. It's now grown to offer after-school program to 200 local children, kindergarten through university. The program includes tutors, a library, full library that y'all saw in the pictures, 30 computers with internet access. The university's age students have the opportunity to attend trade schools for automotive mechanics, carpentry, electrical work, and plumbing. Y'all saw again in the pictures there that shops don't exist like that around there, and they get the opportunity to come learn skill sets and the opportunity to just improve their future. Children of all ages have the opportunity to come take music lessons and sewing lessons. They have a vibrant youth program that meets weekly with around 120 teenagers in attendance for games, worship, and an opportunity to hear God's word. Missions Ministries also ministers to single mothers in the community through a diaper and formula outreach program. And like we say, over the last few days, our team had the opportunity to take part in their home building program, a chance to just step up and join the Lord where he's working already. We just got to be a part of it. In those 2 days, we were able to be a part of providing a family with a home, a part of providing that family, going from a dirt floor shed made of some busted pallets and a piece of a plastic tarp to a safe, comfortable, insulated home with concrete floors and a metal roof, windows that shut, a door that locks, beds with a mattress, a stove to cook on, a table and chairs to enjoy meals around together, all of which they've never had any of that. It sounds so simple and so basic to us, but they've never had any of it. We had a little church service, and the family, the little church y'all saw there, they just had the service just to praise God for the blessing and just to thank us, just to have us to thank us one more time, and had the families come up and went down the line, and it got to the little boy, and they asked, well, you know, just say what you're thankful for. And he was just thankful that he didn't have to sleep on the ground that night. The Lord has used missions ministries to provide this amazing blessing of a home to over 1,500 families over the last 32 years. The impact of the Lord's blessing on these families is obvious. Yet our whole team, I can speak for our whole team when I can say that we come home feeling like we were the ones that were blessed. We just hope that they got out of it as much as we did. I thank you for those of y'all that prayed for us while we were there. We thank you for that, because it was truly a moving experience. So we'll have some of our guys come up and give a little testimony of their experience while we're there. Jeff? Oh, and so just to go, come on, Jeff. But just a few guys are going to speak, but we'll have, just to say, you know, our whole team, there was 8 of us. It was myself, Matt Hiltz, Oscar Poitin, Jeff Becker, a.k.a. Jeff number one, Jeff Berklow, Jeff number two, Ryan Wilson, Riley Walker, and Seth Branson.
Thank you. When you use the gifts that God has given you, it is an act of worship. What makes God smile? Some people think God only smiles when you're praying or singing or going to church. The truth is, God smiles when you use the gifts that he's given you. When you're doing what you were wired and shaped to do. God shaped some people to run. He shaped others to ride bikes, drive fast cars, or surf. They're good at it. I think when God looks at them, he says, that is so cool. I made the wave. I made the surfer. This is cool. You don't have to always be doing something spiritual to bring God's glory. The Bible says, when you produce much fruit, you are my true disciples. Things bring great glory to my Father. John 15:8. When you use your gifts correctly, God gives the glory. And you certainly can't please God with gifts you don't have. God doesn't expect you to be talented or gifted at everything. He just wants you to use what he's given you. In the Bible, the word joy and the word gift actually come from the same Greek word. It is the word for grace. When you use your spiritual gifts, it brings joy to God and it brings joy to you. God says, you're doing what I created you to do, and you say, this feels good. There's no feeling like doing something for God's glory, knowing that you're doing what he made you to do. It is the greatest thrill in the world. If you haven't ever felt that thrill, discover and develop the spiritual gifts that are in you so you can enjoy your life and bring glory to God. It's my belief that God told me to go to Mexico and use my gifts. I have thanked God many times and will continue to do so for this opportunity, and I pray I made a difference in numerous people's lives. Thank you.
This trip, albeit short, was very moving. It shows that we have so much in our lives to be born in this country. In his devotion, part of Adrian's message was find a way to say yes. And after seeing how most of these folks live, I will be doing my best to say yes. It was very moving to be able to meet the families and be part of giving them a chance at making a better life and by having a safe place to stay. It is moving beyond words. God was there all weekend. He was there in each person, helping them to be open to fellowship and sharing the experience. Thank you.
I got my notes on my phone. We are saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ alone. Putting faith to work. Acknowledging and doing the word of God are both essential, yet they manifest different in our lives. Simply learning what we are supposed to do as followers of Christ may lead us to boast in our own knowledge of faith while neglecting works. When we act on God's commands, the results lead to a greater faith, a deeper understanding of Christ's love, and the glorification of God through both faith and works. What use is it, my brethren, if someone says he has faith, but he has no works? If a brother or sister is without clothing and in need of daily food, and one of you says to them, go in peace and be warmed and be filled, and yet you do not give them what is necessary for their body, what use is that? But someone may well say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without the works, and I will show you my faith by my works. James 2:14-16. This trip gave us the opportunity not only to acknowledge the truth of God's word, but also to put his words to work through our mission in Juarez, Mexico. We work side by side as brothers and sisters in Christ to do what God has commanded us to do. We prayed for and over the family that we were led to serve, building a house for them that will positively impact their lives for many years and generations, glorifying God's kingdom for eternity. The payoff was seeing the tears of joy streaming down the faces of the family as their prayers for a home were answered by God, who allowed us to fulfill his promises not only through faith, but through faith and works. We forever changed the lives of two families, and there is nothing else I would rather have been doing. I am eternally grateful. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Andrea thought I was going to call her up and have her say something. You know what? Today, so we give God all the glory. Amen? We give him all the glory. But I want to say to you again, the purpose of your life was never meant to be for you to take up space, breathe in and out, eat, drink, sleep, and do it all over again the next day, and somehow build up enough stuff so that you can build your own little kingdom here on planet Earth. You were never created for that. You were created for the purposes of God. You were created to be involved in His heavenly kingdom. But for that to take place, you have to do what these men did this last week. And you can do it right here in Hyco or anywhere else on the planet, but you have to be willing to put yourself in God's path. You have to be willing to learn for where He's, to watch for where He's working. And then you have to join Him. And in order to join Him, you always have to step out in faith. When God invites you to be part of what He's doing, it will always require faith. You can never do it on your own. You can never accomplish it on your own. But when you do, you will experience what these eight men experienced. And that is God working in your life and through your life in ways you could never dream or imagine. So start asking God today, Lord, how can I be involved in building Your kingdom? Show me where You're working. And show me how to get involved in what You're doing. And it doesn't have to be through Grace Bible Fellowship. It can be you at your job. It can be you at the store. It can be you playing your favorite sport. But if you seek God, and you truly seek God, He will show you how to live for Him and how to honor Him. And the exciting thing is, it will require faith. That's one of the funnest things about it. You will have to learn to face your fears with faith. And there's nothing more exciting on this earth, at least for me, than learning to face my fears with faith. I've lived that life. My biggest fear in all of my life was speaking in front of people. Get me a room with more than two people and I would shut down. But God will take your greatest weakness and use it for His greatest good if you will just surrender to Him and let Him be God for a while. That's my challenge for you today. Let Him be God for a while and see what happens. Let's pray.